Ars Electronica, 2006. Simplicity, the art of complexity.
Unser nächster Gast kommt aus Basel in der Schweiz.
Our next guest comes from Basel in Switzerland. He developed a web-based project, which is to strengthen the power of consumers in an intelligent way and to create an informed community of consumers. On his internet platform, products such as food, cosmetics, or detergents, as well as their ingredients, are supplemented by comprehensive, partly critical information. This platform uses barcodes printed on all products for entering and retrieving information, and that's why this project was labeled Code Check. For this project, he received a distinction in the digital communities category. Welcome to you, Roman Bleichenbacher from Switzerland. Roman Bleichenbacher works as a concept designer and artist in a very interdisciplinary setting, blending technology, design, and art. He devised a sound flashlight, for example, for the Swiss Pavilion at the World Exposition in Japan, and his most recent project involved media for the Mercedes-Benz Museum in Stuttgart. He devised those media. He's currently busily involved in a project called Virus, playful way of monitoring space. He has received several design and innovation prizes, and he has received a six-month scholarship for New York this year. Roman, an internet platform for consumers and a huge media installation for a museum, well, these are two things that do not really have a lot of features in common. Is there a common thread that links your work? Is there something that you attach greatest importance to in your work? Well, there's this common thread. Usability is very important, and CodeCheck is a project that centers on usability and simplicity. And that's also very important in a museum setting. It's important to convey content, which is done in various ways, by means of installations, by means of sound and videos, and that is also applicable to CodeCheck, even though the background, the content, of course, are different. Now, CodeCheck is currently not a commercial project, meaning I have to make money to fund this project, and that's my bread and butter business, really. It's important to devise projects for museums. Now, of course, Mercedes is not something that I can fully relate to, that I could fully relate to at the beginning, but the museum provided me with some instructions. Now, what was your motivation for developing CodeCheck? Was it to learn more about the ingredients of products? Did you feel that there was too little information? Well, I was in Cuba for 2 months a while ago, and every day I went to the market and I wanted to buy mangoes, and they gave me pieces of mangoes, and I liked them, but they gave me green mangoes instead of ripe mangoes, and I told the Cuban that story, and he laughed at me. And I went to the market, I continued going to the market, and I wanted to find out how you can differentiate ripe mangoes from green mangoes. And after a few weeks, I managed to differentiate the mangoes, the ripe mangoes, from the green mangoes. And that led me to criteria. You need to define criteria whenever buying food in a supermarket. And then, of course, there are mature consumers. There is the idea of mature consumers. But how can you be mature if you have no information? How can you be educated if you have no information? That will not work. Now, this was the topic of my diploma paper. I wanted to build a fridge as an installation, and I wanted to turn shopping into a game. You know, you come home and you work with your refrigerator, and I wanted the fridge to meet consumers' needs. I wanted the fridge to tell the consumer what they need. And that then brought me to these barcodes. Now, everyone is familiar with this barcode system. You all know this from supermarket checkouts. But nobody outside a supermarket setting uses these barcodes. I then delved into the matter. I did a lot of research, and I found out that barcodes are something that can also be used for the internet as a medium. I didn't want to create a website because I had done commercial websites before for companies. But I realized that the internet was a very good medium to work with. All right, could you briefly show us how your project works? So, my name is Roman Bleichenbacher, and I'm going to present the Kotec project to you now. Now, this here is a brief overview of my talk. First, I'm going to talk about the background of Kotec. How did it come about? Well, I've already alluded to this. What is Kotec? How do I search? How to perform searches? Where does information come from? Where do data come from? And who are the partners? Then I'm going to talk about the new code scan solutions that I'm going to present here for the first time. This is in its infancy, in its development stage. Then I'm going to briefly talk about the awards and distinctions that I've won for this project. And I'm going to also talk about the future of Kotec. So what's Kotec's background? Well, as I've briefly pointed out before, everything started out with the fridge that then led me to the barcodes. And these standardized barcodes are something quite interesting to work with. Everyone is familiar with these barcodes. It's a standardized system. A barcode is an unequivocal designation of products to be used worldwide. It's a great system, but nobody actually uses these barcodes outside a supermarket setting. And it's great to use these barcodes outside a supermarket setting. So what is Kotec? Well, it's an internet platform for consumers. It's supposed to empower consumers by bringing them together on the internet. It's also a reference for products, if you like. And the internet is a very good medium. It lends itself to this. The internet is changeable. It can be updated anytime. Printing books on this subject, of course, would be useless because books become obsolete very fast. Also, there's a combination of existing information about commercial products. This information is published by media, by television, and all these pieces of information are then combined. Well, usually you have a product, and what you want is to obtain information on this project. Now, if you read reports and magazines, well, you can read those reports and magazines, and when you are in the supermarket, you don't know this information any longer. You have already forgotten the information that you've read before. So what is Kotec? Well, a salient feature is the fact that all information is stored in this database, information on a given product, and all ingredients are automatically enhanced with existing ingredients information. And of course, comparisons are also made. Searches are performed in databases. There is information on product labels. They're explained with background information. Test results and reports are categorized and links. Then information exchange for consumer products. Whenever consumers have had problems, they can exchange this information and their complaints within these internet fora. And internet users can also enter new products that have not been contained before. So how do I perform searches? Well, you've got the product, then you read the number, then you enter the number in the entry field, and this gives you information in a very direct way. So that is what the website looks like. In the upper left corner, you've got the search field. You can enter the name or the search term, the way search engines usually work. If you enter the number, then you click OK, and that gives you the product that you need. So you have 100% precision. There's not a list that you have to use for selecting purposes. You can work in a very, very precise manner. On the left side, you've got product information. That's also very important for CodeCheck. CodeCheck has a very good and user-friendly interface. It's very structured. On the left side, you always have the product information. On the right side, you have ingredients, for example, or product information. Now, this information comes from Ökotest in Germany that has been doing consumer testing and that has made these pieces of information available. If you scroll down, you have information on product categories, and at the bottom, consumers are able to also enter some information. Then you can search by product category. Well, it's the same situation again. You click on cosmetics, for example, toothpaste, for example, and this then gives you the same interface that we saw before. So that is a brief overview of the way CodeCheck works. You have individual devices, you know, a computer, a mobile phone, a terminal, at a POS, a point of sale, or the fridge that I came up with initially. And the levels are devised such that the master data, well, master data refers to information, the way this information is printed on the product. And then you have commentary, you know, what is E250, what is sodium, and so on and so forth. What about the producer, the manufacturer? And this also includes technical as well as medical information. And the third element is linked and embedded information, test reports from consumer organizations, information coming from partner organizations, the various consumer organizations that provide information decentrally, and that include this information here as well. Data sources. Well, there's Ökotest from Germany, that is an important data source, then WWF, then the cantonal laboratories in Switzerland, such as from St. Gall, then various food experts. Who are our partners? Well, again, consumers organizations, because the project was created in the German part of Switzerland. It's only available in German, unfortunately, for the time being. And these organizations maintain information and enter information, and they can also modify this information. And the consumer always knows who entered what kind of information. All these names are listed. Monthly access statistics, well, more than 1.5 million hits per month, a large number. It's also up in the page ranking for Google. That has been very important for the design phase, because when you search for the product, you should also arrive at CodeCheck when you use a search engine. Critical information on ingredients is entered, and that is an antipode, if you like, to commercial websites and advertising. What about access trends? Well, what's really popular is cosmetics. Well, this is due to the fact that you don't really know what these ingredients are all about unless you are a chemist. Now, in the summer, of course, I get lots of emails concerning pregnancy tests, you know, teenagers that don't know how to deal with this issue. And, of course, they can't ask their parents about how to use pregnancy tests. And that's why they contact an anonymous source, and I then pass them on to the experts, because, well, I don't do counseling. I just provide information or link information within this project. And in the winter, there's considerable access to information pertaining to alcoholic beverages. Awards. Well, I've received some awards, such as an award of distinction in 06, which is great to see. Last year, I received the Swiss Federal Design Grant, and I was very pleased about that. And I also received the Switch Award. Let's now go through a code scan demo. Now, we are now working on this. The team, by the way, has gotten to be quite big. There are several people involved in this project now. And we're now working on a new function that contains more functionalities, a new version that contains more functionalities, in order to facilitate and revolutionize internet-based searches. So let me briefly show this to you. All right, here you've got the search field. You have to enter a term here. And there's a new solution for this. There's a flash movie that we can see. I've hooked this up to a webcam. It'll work on any PC or a Mac. And this flash movie here can be seen here. I can still enter, you know, the number or the search term in the right part of this field. But I can also do it like this. You know, I put the barcode towards the camera, and this will then read this information. So I can use the site without actually clicking on anything, and I can use my webcam as a barcode scanner. If I took another product that is not contained in the database, well, it's not working, unfortunately. Whenever you want to present something, it won't work. All right. Now you heard it. So this product has not been contained in the database, and CodeCheck will then ask you, do you want to enter this product in the database? And here you have information relating to the manufacturer. That information has come from the database that has been connected to the system, so I want to have as many databases as possible to have as much information as possible on the product. The manufacturer is Beiersdorf. It's the company producing this particular product. Another solution that we're now trying to develop is one that involves mobile telephony search based on mobile telephony. Using barcodes is an idea by Roman Reichenbacher. You have to take pictures of the barcode and you then get information on ingredients. This idea is still being tested, but it may be a reason for consumers to buy cell phones with which they can take pictures. Well, the camera is still in its infancy. The camera project is still in its infancy, but the idea is that you can directly scan products with your cell phones and you can then have information directly in the supermarket or the POS. All right, let's briefly talk about version 2. That's the most recent version that is being developed now. All right, as I said before, various databases containing information about manufacturers and ingredients are integrated. The community function is also being enlarged. The community is now in a position to work on master data that gives you product information. Now, product packaging, of course, tends to change over time, and this information is documented in the course of time. And then, of course, you can also provide comments, and you can also rate the products. This is an option for consumers as well as consumer organizations. Now, the biggest difficulty, of course, because this is centered in information that you get, what's the biggest difficulty is multilingual platforms. Right now, we only have German solutions, but we're also trying to come up with multilingual platforms. I would also like to cordially thank my team. Manuel Bleichenbach, my brother, has been very supportive. Same goes for Michael Groß, Barbara Schuler, Katja Bleichenbacher, Markus Bacher, Anna Pfeiffer. Without these people, this project could not have gotten off the ground. Urs Beiler, I would also like to thank for hosting the website. He has offered his services free of charge, and I wish to thank all those who have entered products on the internet, and that number is quite significant. So thank you very much for listening to me, and so please enter your products and feel free to contact me should you have any additional questions. Just send me an email to contact@codecheck.ch. Thank you.
Du hast jetzt schon gesagt, also es
now you've already said that you're not running this project single-handedly. You've come up with a very professional solution. A lot of work has been put into this. And of course, you can't make money just by doing that. Now, have you considered involving a consumer organization? Are you getting support? Are you being funded by some organization? Well, I'm trying to contact as many foundations as possible so that I get financial support, and I try to bring additional people on board, people that do a very professional job. And we're also considering funding this in some way. You know, we don't want to focus on commercial advertising, but on other things. I get lots of emails from people that are interested in buying products. Well, one of these ideas is a store locator. You know, online shops can enter information on their stores, and they would then be displayed next to the product. Of course, when you enter the place, your town, then you will get a list of stores nearby. You know, the shop around the corner, information on shops around the corner where you get those products. And we're now considering involving these stores, and they would then also make a financial contribution. So you're still trying to fund this yourself. You don't want a commercial organization to be involved. Well, what I want this project to be is an independent project. If you hand things over to an NGO, well, the NGO label will appear right away. But CodeCheck is autonomous and independent. You want to have various sources of information. You know, the manufacturer, of course, can also provide comments. It's important for manufacturers to also have their voice. But just one comment from the manufacturer and one comment from the consumer organization. And chances are that they discuss certain products, such as in an internet forum. And that would be of great use for consumers, because consumers in this way could learn more about the particular product. They would get very useful information, but manufacturers, of course, are quite reticent. I've also received emails from Nestle and other big corporations. Well, they do look at my project, of course, but they're quite reluctant to become involved because they're not that interested in well-informed consumers. Well, mature and well-informed consumers, that's not something that industry wants to have. Are you exposed to hostilities? Has criticism been leveled at your project? Well, I've received a lot of criticism. I've been contacted by lawyers. And I was then contacted by a lawyer saying that information that I provided on a hair dyeing product was false. And I said, well, you know, feel free to complain and to level criticism at me, but he only contacted me once. Now then I had people take pictures with their digital photos, and of course those photos don't look as professional as commercial pictures, and Nestle told me to alter the pack shots, and I said okay, but I can accept that, but I'm not going to take pack shots, professional pack shots of products, because it's not my job to come up with professional pack shots of Nestle products. Thank you, Roman.